This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It feels like the buzz is back. Would you echo that?
100%. 100%. We played the Rays 2 days ago, I want to say.
Yep.
And it felt like when I played here in 08, 07, spring training, well, I mean, not as much,
right,
but a lot different than the last 3 years. And the reason, we have a good baseball team, you know, the front office and ownership. Talk a little bit right before the end of the season, how we needed to execute, we needed to be better. We bring Chapman, Wilson, then Garrett, and you know, Walker. And then at the end, we got Alex. And I think the addition of Alex at the end, you know, kind of like gave us that, huh, you know, like I was talking to Aaron Boone yesterday. He wasn't too happy that Alex ended up signing with us. Honestly, I thought Alex was going to end up somewhere else. And I got the big news late that night on Wednesday. And, you know, here we are. We got a good baseball team.
DC for Alex Cora. I don't think Greg could have done that.
Yeah.
So we are here at JetBlue Park live in Florida, and I have to bring something to the air. And Courtney, I hate to do this to you, but Courtney doesn't want Greg getting us sick. And I think we need to get ahead of this as quickly as possible.
She's not going to do it for herself.
Right. We need to protect.
It's like an intervention, right?
Right.
No, right. I just worry, well, because everything that I've read is like 2 to 3 days after your symptoms start is when you're usually in the clear for not infecting other people. Now, what I said to you guys off air and what I said, please don't tell Greg, is you guys could already be infected. So now I'm already infected. So whatever.
But but it seems like his symptoms didn't start until late yesterday morning.
Right.
Correct?
He said his stomach started bothering him at 7 a.m. yesterday.
Right. Yeah, but that could have been the bacon.
Yeah, that could have been the bacon and the blueberries, right? But he really went downhill about 9 o'clock. You could really see him.
He looked like death.
Yeah, he was leaning. He could barely, his stomach was bothering him through the show.
He looked like Santo when the bill comes.
Mm. But now he's clearly, and I don't know how.
I'm sorry. It's
Shime had Noro too, right?
No, I had the flu.
And, he had the flu.
I had Noro last year.
So Curtis is
only one where it's both sides, and it's the worst thing in the world.
So right now, Greg's in the mouth of the tornado when it comes to the Noro. So it would be today,
tomorrow,
and then maybe he's coming down on Thursday.
I just don't want to wipe out all of us, you know?
Right.
Hey, I'll take a week off.
What I need to have happen is Mitch film Ken delivering a Comrex to Echelon and the full hazmat suit that he would put on to get that over there. But because I don't think it makes sense for Greg to go to the station.
No, because then Shime's screwed.
Right.
So,
Shime's in another room.
Yeah,
that's true.
So it's fine.
He gets away with it.
I guess. But either way, I don't know.
Courtney's, you're the only one. Yeah, you're the one.
Yeah, your vote
counts. Do not do this on me, because he's like, you should have told him. I'm like, no, I don't. It's his show. I miss him dearly. If he says he can be here, then
you're going to be right on top of him. When we get in the car, it's going to be.
Well, we need all windows down moving forward, for sure.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is the worst, especially you're looking to extend this weekend if you're sick down here with your family.
Well, no, that's the thing. I'm not extending too much. I'm coming back on Sunday. But it just, getting on a flight with Noro, you wouldn't be able to survive.
No.
Like, you'd be pooping your pants.
Yep, throwing up.
You now understand those people that unfortunately poop their pants down the aisle.
That's right. What we told Greg. If he would have been that dude who just completely had, you know, opened the dams.
Right, so. Greg Hill says, if pooping your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
Yeah.
So we have a poll up, and I have to say, it pays to be a local guy in Boston.
Yeah.
Because Scheim or Jackson put up a poll on X. Who is the better owner? 150 votes in. 72% say Robert Kraft. 28% say John Henry. And it's very simple to me. John Henry is not a likable guy. There's a lot of people that Wiggy often points out politically, but I feel like the vast majority of our audience is not, you know, a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, so they may not be as bothered by that.
Let me just interject quickly. I don't think it's that he's not likable. I don't think he puts himself in positions for people to actually get to know him. And that's the difference. Like, Robert Kraft is camera-facing all the time and puts himself in front of the public eye and always tries to say the right things. He sometimes misses the mark, but at least he puts himself out there.
Mm-hmm.
John Henry, it does feel like he is up on a mountain in a castle, and we're all looking up at him.
The ivory tower.
Yes, yeah.
It's his personality. He's somebody who's reserved. He's not very vocal. He's not one of those owners.
He's dispassionate.
That's his view. Like, that's his personality. Like, when you see him, because he's not like a very outgoing person, so people will look at him and go, well, is he really happy? Because he doesn't seem like it, and I think that's part of his person. I don't know him personally. I'm just basing my opinion off the way he talks,
right,
his mannerisms. And I think you factored that in. He's not like somebody who's outgoing as an owner. You factored the factor in that there are a lot of people that might not like whatever it is, the political beliefs, who he's married to, the fact that he owns the Globe. So I think you factor all those things in. And I think a lot of the hatred comes from there, because if you just separated the man from the owner, you would have to say he's an unbelievable owner.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start adding in all the other things that go with being part of that man.
Yeah,
I would say in every metric that you judge an owner by, John Henry is better and more reliably on the side of the fan than Robert Kraft. Spending money, first and foremost, is the number one job as an owner.
Bingo.
And the Boston Red Sox have spent in the top half, which 13th was their nadir this past season. They have been in the top 10 every other year, in the top 5 in most. Number one for several. So John Henry purchased the team in 2002. For 22 years, they have not been worse than 13th in spending. Over the last 15 years, whatever that data was that we had a couple weeks ago, the Patriots were second to last or last in cash spending. It's not even a contest.
No.
So what does Robert Kraft do better than John Henry does?
It's all those things that we just talked
about. But that's so irrelevant.
But that's the way that that I would say a lot of people look at it. Like, people, like, if there's an actor that you love.
Yeah.
But you see him hanging with
Cuba Gooding Jr.
But you see,
ooh,
but you,
he's bad.
Oh, is he bad?
Yeah, been accused of something.
Yeah,
I will say Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you might want to. But there
I
are
was thinking of Jerry Maguire.
But there I was are, like, ooh.
But there are a lot of people like so. Think about this. There's an actor that you like his movies, he's an unbelievable actor. You find out he takes a picture and he's friends with Donald Trump. Your view of that person now changes.
Yeah, right. It's like Scientology. That would be a good way,
right,
the way in which people have turned on certain actors
and,
for that.
And what we're trying to do here is say, we're not talking about Tom Cruise the person.
Right.
We're talking about Tom Cruise the actor. How is he as an actor? We're talking about John Henry as an owner. But people can't separate the man from the owner, and that's why if they don't like him as a man, then they lower him as an owner.
But they can when it comes to Robert Kraft. That's the
because
there's been off-field stuff with Robert Kraft.
But there's been political stuff with Robert Kraft.
He paid $1 million to Trump's inauguration ball.
But remember, he is face front when it comes to all the stuff that's going on with the Jewish community and the anti-Semitism. He lost his wife over, so there's a lot of sympathy there. He's a person that is a face front owner where he, you know, we've heard him speak. He's been in the public space about the team and how he used to be a fan and all this other stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a positive for Robert Kraft that people are able to separate if they don't agree with him politically or things that he's done
But they like him more as a man.
And so that's what comes back to it all.
The political part of it, even if he was like friends with or endorsed Trump years ago, people will tend to look the other way because guess what? He's standing up next to Meek Mill and talking about how can we help people that are in prison. Like, he's doing all those things where people like him personally.
I really thought it would be closer than it is, but because of the way the Belichick chapter ended, you know, there was a lot of fans. I mean, I think I would put Greg, I don't want to speak for him, but who has been a supporter of the Krafts, been, you know, jokingly as the fifth Kraft son. And the way that they had that press conference with Bill and Robert, where Robert's saying, you know, we love each other, we didn't part ways, and then 3 months later he's on Charlamagne the God bragging about firing him.
We're happy to have the Hill Man down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Yeah,
he's lost you know, a lot of supporters because of that.
Yeah,
I would think, because you said the number was 78 to what?
70-30, basically.
70-30. I bet if you would have asked this before the dynasty and all that, it would have been 95-5.
Yeah, that's
so
a fair point.
So he's lost some of that. But if Robert Kraft did everything he did and owned the Globe, there might be more people who don't like him just because of what.
But Kraft has been far more out there supporting topics that people don't like. Tom Brady's had to answer for the hat in the locker for five years.
What topics?
So if Tom Brady had donated $1 million to the Trump inauguration ball, it would be the first thing we talk about.
Right.
Somehow, Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft's support of Donald Trump is totally forgotten
because they're billionaire, or Robert's a billionaire owner. He's not an athlete, so they feel like the athlete is more of a common man than the billionaire owner. So
I thought it was just their disdain for the guy that he was supporting.
No, I think people tend to, you know, I think there are a lot of people, like the Trump thing, I think there are a lot of people who support Trump, and we know because he's the president again, that don't look at that as a negative towards Robert Kraft.
So my issue with Robert Kraft is not who he supported or why he supported it.
So what's the negative thing?
It's that he doesn't spend.
Yeah, No. But I'm saying the negative thing as a man where you look and you go, I don't like Robert Kraft.
I feel like he is an opportunist and he's worried about his image. And I think he has not spoken to Trump in years because it's not beneficial to him personally.
At least publicly he hasn't spoken to Kraft in
years.
Well,
there was a story. Greg sent me a story. I don't want to say something that's untrue, but there was something to the effect of they haven't spoken at all in years. And so to me, it's like, so you support him to the tune of $1 million for his inauguration ball, and then it's not socially acceptable to be friends with the guy. And then, but to me, so for me, not spending and the Dynasty docuseries attempting to rewrite history bothered me a lot more than I guess it bothered Patriots fans.
Okay, but if Robert Kraft owned a newspaper, because there are times, and I understand that you've picked John Henry in this battle, but there have been times where you've criticized the newspaper he owns
because of
the way in which they fall politically.
Totally.
So if Robert Kraft had a newspaper, would you criticize him in that regard?
It's more, my criticism for the Globe as it relates to John Henry has been the coverage of the team, and I think it's a massive conflict of interest for Pete Abraham or, you know, Dan Shaughnessy or anybody in that newspaper to cover it. I also think that the biggest issue that I have with John Henry, and it's shared by many Red Sox fans, is the inability to articulate that things have changed recently. It's back. It looks like we're heading in the right direction. But the Red Sox went through about a four-year span where they acted like they were the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, but even then, prior to that, people still didn't like John Henry. And when he was, when the team was in the top five in payroll,
Mookie Betts was a big issue for.
But even prior to that, when they were spending a ton of money, there was still always this hatred towards John Henry, and a lot of it dealt with his personality because he's not an outgoing owner.
Right.
A lot of it deals with the newspaper.
Yep.
Right. Because anything that's published in the Globe, and they're already going to be like, oh, John Henry approves of it, right? Even because it's his paper.
Right.
So that's part of it. There's always been like, and you've heard people say it, and I don't know what the real reason is, but people always bring up his wife, Linda Pizzuti, for whatever is she does.
Well, she runs the newspaper. She's like
right.
the managing partner.
So, see, he's getting a lot of criticism for things that he obviously, he's married to her. So if she does something, he gets criticized for that. And that's the thing that people have the biggest problem with in society nowadays. When we're talking about sports, entertainers, musicians, people can't separate the man from whatever that person does, good or bad, to what that person is in their career.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because he bought the Red Sox in 2002. I was 11, so I don't remember the landscape or if people were in support of him.
Very against.
Okay, so from the beginning, there wasn't something that just happened that made fans change, like the parting of ways with Kraft and Bill, gotten people to change.
So at the very beginning, there was a local group that put in, I believe, a higher bid than the John Henry group. But Bud Selig, knowing John Henry in his time as a minority owner of the Yankees and I think the Expos, believed that he had, with Larry Lucchino, a group that was going to revitalize Fenway Park and had a plan to do whatever. So the team went to John Henry. Locally, there was outrage on this radio station and the coverage elsewhere, and because it was felt that it was this charlatan that came to town that was going to just do whatever he wanted, that didn't get the Boston experience. And, you know, when they won in 04, that shifted things a bit,
but
it's been
enough. 2 years later, and that's so quick for a new owner to get a team to win, but then also to revitalize Fenway. Like, they did everything that they predicted them to do.
But it's no different than the Celtics, right? We have this conversation with the Celtics and their new ownership. What are the first thing that you and some other people say?
I want a local. Yeah.
When if somebody comes in that's not local, he's already or she's already up against it. She's already fighting an uphill battle because people are like, oh, you're not local. Rather than just being like, give me an owner, especially nowadays, give me an owner. I don't care if you're not from here. Yeah. I don't even care if you just are not a massive sports fan and you're like, hey, this is a great investment for me. But I think a lot of people have kind of like with John Henry had those issues. Because even think about the criticism that he gets from Fenway Sports Group, whether because now LeBron's part of it. People don't like LeBron.
Yep.
Guess what? We don't like John Henry.
Right. Yeah. We hate the Penguins. We hate John Henry.
Because he's a businessman.
And you're a Man U fan, so you don't like Liverpool.
Of course.
So John Henry's a businessman and says, okay, I'm going in with business with LeBron James because it's a smart business decision. But fans are like, oh, he's with LeBron. I'm not a LeBron fan. I don't like
who
John.
Who said I'm not a business? I'm a businessman.
What's Jay-Z.
That? Oh, I love Jay-Z. Let's go to Chuck, Courtney's friend, Chuck in New Hampshire.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, hey, Chucky.
I got two questions I want to ask you. If you you're talking about John Henry, but if there are three owners that you guys, anybody would want to play for, and I'm giving the names, John Henry, Bob Kraft, or the late George Steinbrenner. Which one?
I would go for Wick off the board. Thank you, Chuck. We're going to get to what's trending. We'll get back to your calls at 617-779-7937 and Hill Notes all coming your way. But here's what's trending now with Courtney Cox.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Today at 105, it's the Sox at Braves in Northport. You can listen to the game on WEEI AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. We had Alex Cora on, and we had Alex Bregman on this morning. You can listen to both of those on the Odyssey app. The Celtics back in action tonight on the road to take on the Raptors. Tip is at 7. Drew Holiday and Luke Kornet are both out, while Al Horford is questionable. And the Bruins take the ice at the TD Garden tonight. They have the Maple Leafs in town. Puck drop is at 7. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Charlie McAvoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All righty. It is currently 65 and sunny in Fort Myers. Going to be 75 this afternoon. 42 in Boston. Afternoon high in the low.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50s. It's Only a Kiss, and Greg Hill got Noro.
With the mayor.
Oh,
I got sent so many photos of people, sleuths, at the TD Garden during Four Nations that were just recording Greg, you know, up to get a drink, yeah. Sitting. People were just...
saying, oh, yeah. Not paying attention. I'm sure you got those.
Yep, I got those.
Oh, my God. It is amazing. There are... The listeners of this show are everywhere.
It's a good thing.
And it's a great thing. Yep. And that was an awesome night, Thursday night, despite the outcome. But Greg Hill...
Well, you're not going to see it no more. Did you see the new the thing I sent to the group chat?
No, I haven't.
The Four Nations looks like it might be a wrap.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yep. I mean, I get the injury aspect for teams. I guess teams could be pissed about that. But the... every game that they had was completely sold out.
Right, but
and
I guess it's just... It's too much, you know, and the NHL and the owners and the teams and, you know.
So here's the one thing, and I will never begrudge anybody. I'm glad Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown make $80 million, whatever it is. They deserve it. That is their value, and they should seek it and get it. But the downside with that amount of money is there is not an incentive for the players to do whatever they can to make the game better and better. And so if that's true, Wiggs, and I have no reason to doubt it, then it's unfortunate because that was so great. And I know that hockey has it in the Olympics. Like, they do still do that. But I hope Don Sweeney didn't pitch a fit because they didn't properly sanitize the shoulder of Charlie McAvoy. That's just a doctor or nurse making a mistake.
Right, but then the other thing I heard, and this I heard this on Jones and Keith, and they did a really good job.
Well, you never know.
Good job of talking about it. The Four Nations was cool, but you wouldn't want to see the Four Nations... You maybe want to see it next year, but sooner or later, it's going to be like, all right, so Canada, U.S., they're going to play again. Like, where's the real excitement in that? Because you get it would get saturated if it's all the time, and it's only those four teams in there. And if Canada and U.S. are the best two, then we're going to see them play all the time.
Well, what if the winner gets to stay, and then they do three new teams every year?
But then the problem becomes now
that, I thought you meant like 51st state.
But then that becomes the issue of how many games can you play in this time, which is supposed to be an all-star weekend or an all-star week.
But why don't we worry about that when we get to it? Like, to me, the Winter Classic is no longer this unbelievable event that has kind of been sanitized and watered down.
Right.
So, but because we got it. How long do we get to the Winter Classic? 15 years?
Right, but I think the Winter Classic is different because it's different teams, different locations. There's more that you can choose from.
Right, but you admit now it doesn't mean what it did in its first time at Fenway Park.
No, of course.
So the same thing could happen to the Four Nations. I don't know.
But I think the Four Nations is much it would be played
what if they
out.
Made it to Six Nations
even then it'd be played out much quicker, right? Because let's say they played it, you know, if you went every year, so next year it's Canada U.S. back in it, and then year three it's Canada U.S. like that, you'd get relatively like, and this is what Jones and Keith were talking about, which is good. You would then be like, all right, this is the thing that makes the Olympics great, is that it's every 4 years.
Yeah.
Right, but according to Griff, the Olympics next year, so that's where the international community will be,
oh.
And then they will do the World Cup of Hockey, so
right.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Right, so it's like...
Stagger it.
Yeah,
but you're right, there's never going to be a time where the USA and Canada is in this like geopolitical fight the way they were in the build-up to that. It was in Boston.
Right.
I mean, it was a perfect storm, but I hate the fact that something that was so overwhelming... It was the most watched hockey game ever.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, not, you know, great showing for a Thursday night. The most watched, and the players and the owners should be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
But
and Griff, I apologize because people have been like, oh, check your phone. My phone, unfortunately, is being used for Twitch this morning.
Right.
I see your complaints, Twitchers. I'm trying my best. There's been light, backlight. You guys were turned around at one point. I believe Mitch has a photo of the setup.
Yes.
But that's my phone there.
Well, and we were turned around because we were trying to get the people the insight on what we saw
right.
from Devers.
And
right.
if you see the camera, if you're on Twitch or YouTube, you can see our setup. It's high quality. And if you look behind the camera, we have an empty chair for Greg.
Yeah.
So that's us pouring one out for the big man. Hopefully he's back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the calls before we get to the Hill Notes. And Justin is in New Hampshire on John Henry. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
So I think a lot of people turned on John Henry. You touched about it. When they traded Mookie Betts, because he's a generational player. He won us a World Series, so I think a lot of people started to waver then. And then even some of the decisions he made after that. You trade Jackie Bradley Jr. Then you trade back for him. He's hitting 160 in Milwaukee. I get that he's a Gold Glover and he's a great fielder, but, you know, they're just not making the best decisions as a ball club. You know, you win a World Series and Steve Pearce is your MVP. So, you know, they made some intermittent decisions that I think really started to sway Red Sox fans away from John Henry. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
But what about Robert Kraft? I mean, think of all the people that have left here. I mean, to say nothing of the coach, you have the players that they didn't re-sign. I don't know. I think you can make the argument equally or more so on the Patriots end that they didn't retain their stars and made bad decisions. But we will see. The votes are in, and I'm wrong. 70% of the audience would rather Robert Kraft over John Henry. But let's get to this there, Scheimer. Can we fire up some Hill Notes?
Yeah, Curtis, I did it again. Holy smokes.
God, don't tell him you did that.
I'm so used to doing that. It's just kind of like force of habit. Hill Notes today are brought to you by Coleman Electric. You need an electrician? Call Coleman.
It's electric.
Here is the Hill Notes for today, Curtis, Courtney, and Wiggy.
Greg can't do anything because he has an expired iPhone. He's now been taken out by an expired BlackBerry. If I was Samsung or Google, I'd watch out because he's coming for Android next.
Hey.
Good.
All right. One for one, Shane.
How in the world does Curtis not know Boys of Summer by Don Henley? That is... That's borderline impressive. That's all.
Yeah. I am an empty vessel when it comes to music.
Same.
Now, I heard that song before. I didn't know who sang it. I think it's like that was out of the 80s, Shime, right?
I believe so.
Song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually proud. I don't know it, to be honest.
Hey, good news is Greg is safe at home at Echelon. Bad news is once the residents heard of his symptoms, they've been running for cover.
I do feel bad for Lindsay. Like, that, their apartment is beautiful, small space to be with somebody who has an Oro.
Right, and I don't know Greg that intimately, but he strikes me as a really bad patient.
And I feel
like a lot of groaning, weird noises.
Like the door is not fully closed to the bathroom.
No.
And if you're saying that the Noro is, you know, you can spread it to people pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would guess that she's probably not too far behind.
Oh. Let me tell you, the worst possible outcome is Greg gets down here Wednesday night and is in Florida having a nice time and Lindsay's back home with Noro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
After just taking care of Greg.
Correct. Yep.
That would be not what you're looking for.
Hey, thanks for having Cora and Bregman on the show. Is there anybody we can see their faces, though, and not the back of their heads? I don't know, just wondering. Is this the witness protection program? I don't know what's going on. Anyway, how about more of them and less of Curtis? Roger Courtney.
That was definitely like, you know, when Oprah used to interview people, didn't want to be seen.
Right.
It was often, you know.
Wiggy and I were trying to figure it out when we got in. I had Wiggy sitting in that seat. Yeah.
We did the best we could.
We're trying.
Well, now we know tomorrow we'll put the person in one of our seats and we'll sit over there.
Yeah, but I'm also wondering, like, there is a few windows here and I have the sticky thing on the back of my phone, so maybe I can stick it to a mirror. I don't know.
It'll be too close.
Yeah, let's just
tomorrow, let it be. Tomorrow one of us will just sit in that chair.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a smart call.
Oh, that would have made most sense.
Yeah, it would, but we didn't think about that.
All right, good job, Weeks.
Charlie McAvoy, hit by one guy, ends up on his deathbed with an infection in the hospital. Bunny Blue, hit by 1,000 guys, not a scratch. Don Sweeney, you know what I'm talking about.
So what's he going to do?
Kind of sounded like Milbury.
He's
going to trade for, what's
Bonnie
her name, Bonnie Blue? Can she play center?
It's so great. I just put on Twitch. It's amazing, this echo chamber of hate.
It
is remarkable. It's a beautiful day here in Fort Myers. 4:30, head down to the Ritz. Come down and meet us. Love to see you.
They're all out there now, right? No, that ain't Story.
No, if it was Story, he'd be in a bubble.
He's not in the in the Story. Looks like he's on deck.
I've been trying to take photos and zoom in so I can see people's faces.
So
harder than it looks.
Cora is with the black tights underneath. We were wrong about that. That's Cora.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
No, but we were right that he was out there with Raffi.
No.
Yeah, they were both out there with.
Yeah, you zoomed in. It was him.
Yeah.
No, it was the guy who's throwing. Is the guy who's throwing batting practice. He looks a lot like Cora.
Mm.
That's who was out there.
Okay.
We'll agree to disagree.
All this talk about number two with Bregman. Has anyone checked on Greg?
So what's worse, knowing Greg is sick, or having to listen to the gory details from him about his sickness for the next week?
Yeah, it's gonna be long Noro. He's gonna have long Noro.
It's just a lot. And the Dr. Diana thing is, there's something about that relationship that feels untoward.
She sounded a lot younger than I expected.
Yeah. And she said, are you sick-y?
Sick-y.
What? I've never heard a doctor use that word.
Are you having diarrhea?
She said she had to talk to him like he was a four-year-old. There goes Devers. Devers now about to take some BP.
Okay.
I'm giving the people that listen, they want to know.
There's the play-by-play team is going to feel like you're stepping on their turf.
Yeah, it's okay.
So Massachusetts Tesla owners are not going to buy Teslas anymore? Amazing. So now they're going to have to pay $35,000 to have the Tesla solar panels removed off their roofs? Bunch of idiots.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the solar panel things is the biggest crock. That is such a thievery. It is.
I agree. They're like $30,000 to buy, and then they
also the charging stations are super expensive. Yeah, if you have a Tesla,
and then you won't even notice, like, the crazy part about it, because I had solar panels. I got caught like everybody else. You don't even notice the difference.
Mm.
That'll do it today for Hill Notes, guys.
All right, Shiner. Well done. We are watching batting practice.
Yep.
Is this Duran at the dish?
I don't know, but he's got a good...
No.
They got a nice little mullet he's rocking, whoever it is.
The Sox are taking BP, and we are here bringing you all the action. If there's somebody at third base, we will break into coverage. Other than that, we'll wrap this up and see what's coming up on Jones and Keefe next. I got to tell you, baseball is hot. The hot corner. What a day. Alex Cora, Alex Bregman, phenomenal start to our week here at JetBlue Park. Greg, the plan, updated plan is, Greg, to be in Brighton tomorrow and then fly down tomorrow night to join us Thursday, Friday. We have Trevor Story at 7 tomorrow. Is that what Ken said?
I don't have my phone, so.
Oh, okay. Trevor Story, 7:15, I believe, tomorrow.
Right.
And Breslow at 8 on Thursday, working on the rest. Trevor Story, interesting to speak to him, given where he's been, basically been on the shelf his entire Red Sox career, looking forward to potentially a healthy 2025. And I don't know if we have Jones or Keefe back there, but I tried to get Bregman into one of those home run calls. Awesome segment yesterday.
They are not in here yet. I believe they're still finishing up their Jones and Keefe combine activity of the day, which they will reveal to the masses the results of later.
Who could forget?
Afternoon.
Was it Wiggy? You did the catch off with Fourier and Wiggy.
Yesterday was Dots, right?
Yes.
Correct, yeah. And I believe Lanny won, and then Jones came in second. So,
Shime, is this your favorite week of the year?
Oh, it is one of them. Yes, it is absolutely. Mike Vrabel talks today. I'm excited to hear him speak. He'll speak at 10:15 this morning.
Combine Thursday.
Guys in tights doing 40-yard dashes and three-cone drills and the short shuttles. Get me my popcorn. I'm ready to go.
I want a Shime vlog of you enjoying the combine. Something about just your setup, whether you have the block of cheese or whatever's going on.
You know what we need to do? Because I think they do it now, right, Shime, right? Can't people actually go to the combine?
In Indy,
So, Shime, we need to get Shime on location down there.
Yeah, I wish, man. That's a dream. I would love just go and be there. Have my binoculars like Bill watching from the stands. Oh, man.
Do you have like a man cave where you sit and just take in all the content all day? Like, pray for Lauren. She's a saint.
Right. Yeah, we have a spare room that's kind of like an office. I will just hide away on my computer and just be just ripping through the tape.
Does that also function as your dungeon?
No. That's a different portion of the house.
Okay. Starts at 3 o'clock, right? Combine starts at 3 o'clock today, right? Thursday, I mean, when it's D-line and linebackers.
Yeah, we'll see it tomorrow. D-line and linebackers start tomorrow. They'll go through all the exercises.
Thursday.
I don't know exactly what time. Oh, you're right. It's Thursday. Tomorrow Thursday, they get weighed in. They do the medical exams. Thursday they actually start the exercises.
So we'll be able to see Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter I don't believe is going to participate.
He's not doing anything,
I don't think so. Him and Ashton Jeanty also not participating in like
anything. Okay. Because I know sometimes they say when they're not participating in like the 40 or the shuttle, but they do like the positional work. So I wonder if he's just not doing.
I think he might get like weighed in and stuff, Wiggy. Okay. So you'll see his size and weight and everything that. But I don't believe he's running the 40 or anything like that.
How many times has Greg stepped on the scale, speaking of weighing in, to see how much he's lost so far?
Oh, my God. I would be on it every other second. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Our combine results will be shared with Greg tomorrow. Hopefully he's in studio in Brighton and joins us. Fun athletic fact, by the way. Yours truly and Rich Keefe took on each other in high school football. Rivers blew out St. Mark's.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Right. Or is it St. Paul's? St. Paul's. I always get confused. He went to the one in New Hampshire. Anyway, Keefe, much better athlete, actually played well in the game. I kind of did nothing. But Jones and Keefe are doing their combine. And today the plan is 4:30. Head down to the beach bar?
Yes, beach bar 4:30. We'll take some content, enjoy a few beverages, and have a nice meal. They have great coconut shrimp there. Ooh. I know you're not a seafood person, Wiggy. They have other options.
Yeah. I mean, I always find something to eat at a seafood place, as long as they have a burger on the menu, which, you know, 99.9% of them have, so I'll find something.
Yeah. It'll be a big day there. We have tomorrow, Trevor Story at 7:15. We will have the Greg Hill live weigh-in on with Chris Shime and Celtics tonight.
Celtics and Bruins tonight, yep.
By the way, I didn't bring this up. Yesterday, Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp agreed Lakers legit title contenders. And Luka.
That's because Shannon Sharp's a massive Lakers fan, but go ahead.
But Stephen A., not exactly.
No, not Stephen A., I'll give you that.
And Stephen A. talked about how the first game that Luka clicked was the last one for the Lakers.
Yep.
His next game is tonight against the Mavericks at home.
Yep.
I think this is going to be a 40-piece from Luka against the Dallas Mavericks. I don't know about you guys. And the Bruins, I heard Jones and Keefe do a lot of this yesterday on their future. I have yet to hear a single person that likes the Bruins that advocates them doing anything but selling at the deadline. Like, is anybody left?
No.
No. Yeah, I because they're only a point or maybe 2 points out of a wild card spot, so it's going to be interesting to see either go all in if you think you can or sell everything if you think you can't. Just don't just, you know, stay in neutral and not do anything.
Rich, we tried with Bregman to get him to bite on one of the home run calls. I think we have to go back to the drawing board.
So many good ones. I'm surprised he didn't like all of them. But no, that was good stuff with Bregman. I think he's going to be a great fit.
When we played it, Rich, it's almost difficult to explain his face to you. You have to go back. And you can't see his face because we did everything witness protection program.
Yeah, smart,
but his face was like, oh, my God, this is horrible.
He's like, what have I signed up for?
Yeah, get back to the drawing board. So
For me, I like Bregatron. That
Bregatron.
Was my,
it's great.
That was a solid one.
I like Breg on your face.
I like Crack Another Bregman.
Yeah.
I mean, the Breg and the Stallion, I get the Houston connection.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that's real good.
I mean, you know.
So, what's the combine event today, Keith?
So, there's in that like playroom upstairs. There's like a target practice for like baseball. So there's like it's one of those like accuracy like throws. So there's like three baseballs that are like kind of soft baseballs. So we just chucked them at that, try to see who could score the most points.
Okay.
So yeah.
So, anything else coming up today?
Oh, I mean, well, we are going to react to, you know, your guys' interviews with Cora and Bregman. Also, Mike Vrabel speaking at 10:15 at the Combine. And so, hopefully we'll line that up perfectly where we will have that live on the air and then react to it accordingly.
All right, Rich, we'll be listening. Thanks.
Sounds good.
Scheimer, thank you.
Love
Jackson,
you,
thank you. And we will be back tomorrow morning with Trevor's story and a return of Greg Hill on The Greg Hill Show. Don't miss it.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.